Suvasberg test Mishnavav. Halchemi kever balavesavi. If she goes from her husband's grave right to her father's house, meaning she goes to her family's house, or instead of going to her family, she goes to his family's house, her dead husband's family, her father-in-law. And in this case, they did not make her an administrator of her dead husband's funds and his nechasim. Eina yorshin mashpiyanoisa. The yorshin can't make her make a shvua, meaning, the Rav says, they can't make her make a shvua regarding the things that she was osik between the death and the burial. Because the husband in the previous Mishnah that potted her from making a shvua, that's only the gabi items that are nogea to his money while he's alive. But now that he died, one would think that he wouldn't potter anymore for making a shvua. But here, the chum were mekel, even though the husband didn't potter, the chum pottered her for making a shvua here, because if we would make her make a shvua for the funds that were used during the time of death and burial, she would have to wait to bring edim to show every little dollar that she spent was spent for the kvura. And because of that, what may happen is there may be a disgrace to the mace that they won't bury him right away. So therefore, in order to bury him right away, we didn't make her make a shvua. She can go and use the money for the burial and not have to worry that people are going to be counting and making sure she didn't take anything for herself. But if they made her an administrator of his funds, so it's lav dafka now dealing with the funds used for the burial, but rather it's for the future. They can make her swear on future use, meaning the money that's used that she was made an administrator over, that they can make her swear. However, vein mashpino sal masha avar, but they can't make her swear even that which happened in the past. We just said this previously. We know that we can't make her swear what happened in the past. So the Taisenter brings the rush. What this is referring to is a gilgul shvua. Like we said, that even though they can make her make a shvua on what happened after the burial, one would think that we had in the past a gilgul shvua is once you can make a person make a shvua on one thing, you can even bring upon them a shvua on something you couldn't make them make a shvua for. So in other words, once we can make her make a shvua for funds that she was handling after he was buried, if she's going to make a shvua for that, let's add on to that even the funds that she used during the kvura, or even while the husband was alive. The Mishnah tells us over here, that's the chiddush of the last line, even with a gilgul shvua.